Michael McAuliffe is a Canadian journalist in Bangkok who's covered Thai politics for years. Michael, describe what you saw in the streets of Bangkok today.
Really, an entire city in violent crisis. This isn't anymore just a case of isolated clashes happening, you know, here and there on different days, as we've seen over the past 6 or 8 weeks as these political protests have been going on. Today, really, the violence began to spread to areas all around this massive protest camp in the heart of the city. And so at any given time today, there were 2-3 different battles going on around different access points, different barricades on the perimeter of this protest camp. And it was really almost every weapon imaginable being used at one point or another. Late this evening, we had a lot of big grenade explosions around one of the barricades. Over the course of the day, I mean, things as primitive as spears and burning tires and Molotov cocktails matched up against the army's tear gas, water cannons, and a lot of shooting, which involved both rubber bullets and live ammunition on the part of the Thai army.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like there was essentially a war going on in downtown Bangkok. Have things calmed down, and are there still protesters at this protest camp?
Yes, what happened last night as the army began this big operation to begin surrounding the protest camp in the hopes that by choking it off, maybe people would begin to give up and go home if the army was able to limit access to things like food, water, power. But it's really just triggered a lot of street violence around the perimeter. Inside the camp, we estimate there are probably somewhere between 10,000 and 20,000 red shirt protesters that are still in this central shopping core surrounded by these enormous barricades. And then they have their own security brigade, if I can put it that way. They're referred to here as the Men in Black, because they're known by wearing black shirts. And they're the ones who are on the outside of all of the access points in and out of the camp, and are largely the ones who've been doing battle with the military over the course of the day. And so you have the people who came out, I think, promoting democracy, but then as passions get inflamed, as they've been sitting there in the 100-degree heat day after day after day, waiting for some kind of solution, that tempers have been rising. And I think that's the passage of time that's probably radicalized some people within this group that might not have been so radical at the beginning, although it certainly had a radical faction all along.
Michael, where did all these 10 to 20,000 protesters come from? Did they get brought in from the countryside, or do they live in the city, in Bangkok?
They do get brought in, and I would say the makeup of the protesters within the camp, the vast majority of them were from the north and northeast part of the country. This was Thaksin Shinawat's big stomping ground, where he drew a lot of his electoral support from. They're mostly peasant farmers and lower-income Thais.
For Americans looking at this, it's going to seem weird. There's this government that's kind of a parliamentary military monarchy. Do you think that Thais, at some point in the near future, are going to have to figure out what kind of government they really need and want and stick with it?
Well, I think what we're beginning to see really with this growth in violence on the streets today and you know, perhaps the beginning of a notion here that we could be in for a period, some kind of period of prolonged violent tension on the streets here, is that this is really shaping down to possibly the showdown in this class war between the urban elites and Thailand's rural poor, and the rural poor refusing to give up, you know, their push to be recognized with political power in this country.
Yeah, it's a complicated story. Thanks for helping us make sense of it, Michael. Michael McAuliffe, a Canadian journalist based in Bangkok. Greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you.